This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives, months of the show. We give them away to you right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com, so be sure you take advantage of that. There's no logging in, there's no membership fee, no hoops that you have to jump through. We just give it to you. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So it's the Friday night edition of the show, and, well, that doesn't mean much has changed. We do this six nights a week, and you can bring up absolutely anything. So it's unusual that we have guests on the program on Free Talk Live, but we do have one tonight.
Really?
And he's one of our more favorite repetitive guests. I think we've probably had this gentleman on more often than any other guest on Free Talk Live. It is Drew Curtis.
Oh, boy.
From FARC.com. Drew Curtis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Excellent, Drew. What's on your? How are you tonight?
I am doing great. I've only got about four beers in at this point, so I'm not not like as far along as I am usually, but doing pretty well.
Well, nonetheless, good to have you here with us. So you're staying home tonight, huh?
Yeah, lately I've been traveling a lot, so I'm trying to not go out as much, but I'm not having much success with that. I was out last night until about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Does that mean you're drinking alone?
Well, tonight? Yeah, I guess so, except with you guys and everybody else who's listening, yeah.
Good times, man. So, FARC.com, for those who are uninitiated, what is it, Drew?
It's basically a website where we read about 2,000 articles a day and find the close to 100 good ones and post them.
Now, I mean, just articles like for a variety of different things, right? I mean, not just news stuff, but usually it's more of a fun, kind of interesting, weird slash crazy articles that you post on FARC.
Yeah, the stuff that would potentially slip through the cracks, or like a good example is one we had earlier from this evening where it's kind of lucky that I live in the state of Kentucky because there's all kinds of good stuff that happens here. And one of the things that happened recently was there's been kind of a controversy here over the past week because the governor had a prayer breakfast, which they have annually, except he didn't invite anybody who wasn't Christian this year.
Mm.
Apparently, the people who worship other invisible men in the sky are upset about this.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, the media was giving the press conference guy a hard time today, and he finally started cursing at him today. So it was pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, the press conference guy was cursing at the media?
Yeah, they made him lose his cool. He totally lost it during a press conference. So not that anybody was there. I mean, it's only like AM radio, you know, so.
Sure. Yeah,
well,
it's Kentucky.
Aren't you guys also the state that spawned the flying spaghetti monster?
No, that's Kansas.
Kansas. Wrong K-State.
That's right, yeah. Pretty close, though. Pretty close.
Here's another article on FARC that I'm just looking at. It says, sheriff deputies shoot dead a petting zoo bear that mauled an employee to death. Then, at the owner's request, second bear in enclosure is also executed. I guess he was in on it.
Yeah, apparently they were in cahoots. That whole thing doesn't make any sense because what the hell is a bear doing in a petting zoo exactly?
It doesn't seem like
mauling people.
Doesn't seem like something you want your children to pet.
It's a mauling zoo.
It's a mauling zoo. Yeah, no kidding. Well, I mean, it's like it's this weird corollary between that. You know, like the article we had today was a variation of the normal theme, which is somebody is either running from zoo security or trying to jump a fence to feed a dangerous animal and gets killed happens, unfortunately, very frequently.
Right. You've actually got things on your website that have sort of turned into, over time, fart cliches, whether it be a particular type of news story like the teachers molesting students.
This week's teacher molesting students comes to you from?
Right, or some sort of truck turning over on the interstate and spilling something all over the place.
Today's was pretty good. I don't know if you saw it or not. It was a truck full of Pop-Tarts.
So you get kept up to date on all that stuff if you go to FARC.com, which is, by the way, FARK.com. That's FARK.com. It's a huge site.
I'm not so sure that I consider it unfortunate that people that climb fences to feed food to dangerous animals die.
I feel bad for the animals. I mean, they usually kill the animal is the problem. It's the idiots doing it, though. They get what they deserve.
Yeah. You know, what we've done today, Drew, is we have posted a link on FARC.com that announced that you're going to be on the show, and we asked people to email us with their questions. Well, luckily, the Farkers aren't very good at following instructions, so we had email troubles, and some of those emails haven't come through yet. But
all
that's
right.
Okay, because the Farkers are terrible at following instructions, so they posted a lot of their questions on the comments thread. So that's so that's where I'm going to pull the questions from for tonight, for tonight's Ask Drew with Drew Curtis from Fark.com. Shall we get
excellent.
Into the questions?
Fire away.
Here we go. This one from Peace Boy. When they finally get around to casting Fark the Movie one, Part 1, Acoustic Boogaloo, who would you like to play you?
Kiefer Sutherland.
He was thinking maybe Heath Ledger with a little more cowbell and a little less cowboy.
There you go. That's not a bad idea either.
Would that be Farkback Mountain?
Yeah, there you go.
Here's another one from Legalize It. Drew, who let the dogs out?
Who, I think, is the
answer. All right, here's another one. So, Drew, how much do you make a year? And here's a follow-up question. And how often do you get laid by a woman?
Well, that's kind of funny. The answer to how much I make a year is not as much as people think. Like, I had a guy today that posted a link to Total Fark, and he was a Fark lighter, so we couldn't respond to it. Normally, if a Total Farker posts a link, we can respond to him. But he basically was talking about we have a poker tournament coming up in a couple weeks, and he said something to the effect of, like, this is the last draw. Fark is sold out. And I was like, I guess he hasn't noticed that he's not getting pop-ups or spam or... foreign viruses every time you hit Fark. Because that's how you know we've sold out, when
right.
You hit Fark and all of a sudden your machine just shuts down, and when you reboot, you get out of the boobs everywhere.
Fark.com just...
It isn't as much as you would think, unfortunately. That's kind of been our perennial problem. They don't really know what the hell's going on, but it is enough to live off of, which is kind of nice.
Here's one from a total Farker. Code Blue says, why do you hate Muslims so much?
Well, because they don't eat pork.
Well, why else?
Of course.
All right.
Now, what I really don't like is we've been kind of going off on the quote unquote religion of peace because of I don't know who actually started it. I'll give Neil Bortz the props for this because I don't know that he came up with this or not.
Okay.
But the whole question of where's the Muslim outrage on a lot of these things going on. Like right now they're having riots all across Europe over some political cartoons. But you fly
right.
a plane into a building and 3,000 people die. Yeah. There it goes.
Lace Valentine asked, he got some good questions this week. Drew, does the squirrel get a royalty?
You know, he doesn't, but that's an interesting question. The squirrel that they're referring to is back before Fark was a website. We had a picture of a squirrel with giant nuts, literally, up on the website. And the guy that took the photograph of it, I talked to him after a while, and I asked him if we could pay a licensing fee for that picture. And he said, no, but anytime you use it, if you link to me, that would be great.
Oh, really?
So we have.
That's fantastic. Now, that was a real picture, by the way. That's not photoshopped or faked
correct.
In any way.
Nope, not at all. That's real.
I actually heard a comment from that photographer, which I paid attention to because I'm a photographer myself. He said, you know, it's one of those things that's actually kind of a bummer because that's the, you know, he's a professional photographer, and that's the photograph he's most famous for.
Yeah, it's great. It's got to be really just weird for him. He's got like 70,000 photographs in his archive, and that's the one everybody's seen.
You know, you got to take the attention where you can get it. Actually, I think we actually have a caller here for you, Drew. Drew, it is Mike in Washington, D.C. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo. Excuse me, not Torgo. He's not here tonight. It's Johnson.
Whatever that man. Guy is over there.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Drew, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
I used to be a total Farker. I couldn't renew my membership last year because I didn't have enough money. But when are you coming to Washington?
It's so expensive.
Yeah,
you know, I am way, way overdue for coming to Washington. I don't have a date yet, but the guys that I do a show with on Tuesdays are in Ocean City, Maryland. And they're bugging the hell out of me to come out there around Memorial Day.
I'm sure they'll be announcing.
I've got to be able to do.
I'm sure they'll be announcing it on the website at Fark.com. Mike, thanks
absolutely.
For the call. And Drew, I know you're busy. We got to let you go. We'll have you on again and do another session of Ask Drew. As always, thank you. And everybody
take
should
care.
Go to Fark.com. Fark.
Sign up for your total Fark membership. It's cheap.
Drew, thank you. We'll talk to you later. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversy surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol. which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. We're inside hour number one of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, you can get on the phones and talk about it. 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the auction going on right now for the second banner on our website. Site-wide, you get it for an entire month. You can place your bid at auction.freetalklive.com. That is auction.freetalklive.com. So we got lots of stuff to talk about tonight, and of course, your calls are primary. We've also got some emails to catch up on. On the way, we have a story, of course, this weekend is Super Bowl weekend, which is unusual, and I'm not a sports fan at all. But I've watched my share of Super Bowls over the years just because that's like the sporting event, right? I mean, if there is a sporting event of the year that most people who don't watch sports will take part in, I would think the Super Bowl is probably
that's it. The one, yeah.
Of course, I tend to enjoy the commercial breaks more than I enjoy the
actual I watch for
games.
The commercials, too.
But nonetheless, one of the big things that goes along with Super Bowls is a lot of betting, a lot of illegal gambling.
Oh my.
And ABC News is talking about that. We'll cover that for you tonight. Let's go to the phones first, though. Let's talk to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey. Evening, Triddle. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to say, first of all, that I watched the Super Bowl, and that's pretty much it. And that's because they seem to try the hardest in the Super Bowl, and you're pretty much guaranteed good entertainment.
You mean the teams try the hardest?
That's correct.
Right.
Now, there was a time when Super Bowls used to be just blowouts, but it hasn't been that way in the last decade or so.
Well, I'm not old enough to remember that, unfortunately.
Okay.
So today I've got something for Johnson.
Yeah.
Last Friday, Johnson was talking about EMP weapons, and I believe he said that no EMP weapon yet was practical for use.
No, I don't think I said
electromagnetic
that.
Electromagnetic pulse?
I think they were arguing that against me, but I was saying completely the opposite.
Oh, so you believe... Okay, well, I found an interesting type of EMP weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's man-portable, non-nuclear, and it's called the Explosively Pumped Flux Compression Generator.
Wow.
Yeah, just try to say that one five
and
times back.
So what, the goal is to get it up to 88 miles per hour? Is that
I thought they might sell it on the Internet. I think I bought one of those.
Yeah, where did you find this anyway? I mean, can you buy these things?
Wikipedia. They're not very difficult to construct, it would seem. I can give you the basics here.
So you could just, like, bring it into your friend's house and play a prank on them. All your electrical equipment's destroyed.
It has to explode to operate, so you're going to have structural damage. So here's how it works. You take a long, thin explosive charge, and you wrap a metal plate around it.
I don't know that we should be done.
I really hate this. How long is this going to go on for, Tiddle? I don't know how much we can do on this.
One, I don't know, like, how much we can do on this, but two, I don't know that we should be.
How about
doing
you
this.
Post it on the BBS?
Well, all this information is on Wikipedia.
Yeah. We understand that.
And anyone who's listened thus far can probably search for it.
The FCC can't send Wikipedia to jail, okay?
We'll take your word for it that it's simple to build, easy to construct, and we'll give you can post it on our bulletin board system if you really want to go after this info. But how big of a radius, like a blast radius, an effective radius, does this thing have?
I have no idea. I did read, though, that EMP can be lethal to humans, but this machine can't put out enough EMP to kill a person within a distance that wouldn't kill them from the explosion.
Wow. Interesting. So if you want to do double the damage, do all EMPs explode?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean,
I don't know. I'm sure you could construct an EMP weapon out of various banks of capacitors if you were so desired, and that certainly wouldn't.
And again, essentially what an EMP does is it knocks out all electrical devices within its blast radius.
It basically pumps a lot of magnetism, basically a lot of magnetic energy into the air. It's basically a giant radio is what it is. I mean, it's basically a gigantic radio transmission, because as anyone who listens to radio, or, well, I guess I can't really say that, but if you're listening to radio, what you have is you have an antenna, and that antenna is picking up electrical, signal. It's picking up waves out of the air.
Correct.
That's electricity that's being pumped into the air and being picked up by the antenna, which is causing the antenna to, like, vibrate or pick up the vibrations or whatnot. Well, what an EMP does is it sends out so much electricity is that any little piece of, like, copper wire becomes an antenna, and it heats up and melts.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of electricity because, I mean, there's radio stations with 100,000-watt transmitters that, they don't do that to anything.
It's a huge amount. It's basically a mini-nuclear explosion is what causes an EMP.
Triddle, anything else on your mind tonight, sir?
Oh, that'll do it.
Thanks for the clues. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So there you go. You want to learn how to build a bomb, visit our website. We got it all for you. We got it
all. I get all the wacky, like, geeky stuff. People like know that I like watching MythBusters and stuff like that. So,
by the way, here's an update on the Steve Cubby situation. We've got some news here. Actually, this time it's not from his wife, but from one of his supporters. Apparently, his wife is still on the way down to California. She's moving from Canada back to California, and we're talking about Steve Cubby. He's 60 years old, almost 60 years old. He's sitting in jail right now. Waiting for a hearing, I believe. Actually, his hearing was supposed to be today, so I haven't actually gotten an update from what has happened today yet. But he's in jail for smoking pot. He's a medical marijuana patient, which is totally legal in California by state law, but the feds don't seem to like that very much, so they keep messing with medical pot patients in California. Steve Covey's one of the more visible people that they've screwed with.
Wait, is he jailed in California?
Yes, he is.
What?
He was sent, he was ordered out of Canada, flew back to California.
But I don't understand, if it's legal in California, then why is he in a California prison? I understand if it's a federal law, then why is he being held in California?
Well, they have federal...
Why isn't he being held in Washington, D.C.?
They have federal jails everywhere, and he can be held in a federal wing of a jail or a federal jail.
And I'm not positive as to the actual type of jail that he's being held in. But according to why
doesn't the governor go in there and pardon him?
Well, we aren't sure. I don't know. Can a governor pardon from a federal charge? I don't think that's the case.
I don't think so either.
And I'm sure, even though, you know, he likes to talk a big game, I'm sure Governor Arnold wouldn't have the courage to say, look, Bush, why don't you get down here, pardon him.
Yeah. Well, in this case, what we were concerned about was he has a major problem. He has adrenal cancer, and if he doesn't get access to the medicine that he needs, he could be in some big trouble. So here is the update from Pat McCartney. Apparently, with Michelle Cubby still in transit, she's been unable to speak with Steve, and here is actually, I guess, some sort of transcript from Steve, because he's been managing to talk get the word out of the jail. It says, your calls have been working. The Placer County Jail and medical staff are now taking my health seriously and actually showing me some respect. Apparently, they've been deluged with phone calls at the jail in this particular case. The police and government, and to answer your question, Johnson, it sounds like it's just the Placer County Jail. So the police and government are not our enemy, according to Steve. Our real enemy is ignorance. This situation with me in Placer County is providing an opportunity to educate people and defeat our real enemy, which is ignorance. Now, I want to give you a medical report. Today they tested me and confirmed that there was blood in my urine, but it appears to be diminishing by the day. My blood pressures are high, but not at the dangerous level, not at the level that I feel that I'm in a life-threatening situation. So I'm getting enough benefit from the Marinol so that despite my being very uncomfortable at times, I'm not experiencing 250 over 220 attacks like I had on Friday prior to me taking the Marinol. Now, Marinol is the pharmaceutical substitute for marijuana.
It's just THC, though.
Right. It's just one of the chemicals that's in marijuana. Since then, my blood pressure readings have been 130 over 110, but you see, it goes all over the place, and it could mean anything. They take it for a couple of days, and it's completely meaningless. Unless they've got me on a 24-hour monitor, they're never going to pick up the blood pressure spikes that I have throughout the day. I have a good feeling about the jail staff that I see and the medical staff that I'm working with, but it's disturbing to have them issue press releases saying that I'm just fine. How do they expect to be credible with that? So there's still the medical care that he's getting is still lackluster, but it's improved simply because everybody has been just calling jail. So speaking out is really helping here. We'll give you more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
Ann Johnson
and Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free, including the brand new Free Talk Live Wiki. You go to Wiki, that's W-I-K-I,
Wiki.
Yeah, freetalklive.com. It's pretty neat. I like checking in with it once a day just to see what things have changed because, well, anything can change because you can literally change anything on the Wiki. That's the point of the Wiki.
You can go there and remix our website. Wiki.
Yeah. Well, at least that portion of the website. anybody can go and interact with it. It's neat. Wiki.freetalklive.com. So visit that. We're talking about the Steve Cubby case, and as we get the information in here, we're bringing you updates on it. He's the 59-year-old guy that is in jail in California for smoking marijuana. Well, I guess for growing marijuana. That's what one of the charges is that he's facing. And it's an outrage.
It's legal for him to do that right. In California.
Legal by massive votes. I mean, mm-hmm. They had this on the ballot back in 1996. I believe they reaffirmed it, I think, a little bit later on down the line, the voters in California. And so it is supposed to be legal if you have a doctor's permission, a prescription for marijuana, to grow and smoke your own marijuana for medicinal purposes. And in this case, he has adrenal cancer, which is a disease that spreads throughout his body. And he has found that smoking marijuana actually stops the spread of the cancer, if not actually helps fight it. Now, of course, he's in jail. So the jail's saying, well, you can't have marijuana in jail. And that means his life is literally at risk. Being in there. Luckily, he's still alive. They've managed to get him on Marinol, which is the pharmaceutical counterpoint to marijuana, or counterpart, rather. And it's not quite as effective, but it's doing enough to, I guess, keep him alive at this point. So here's, again, more of an update from Steve Cubby, since a lot of our people are interested in this. 800-259-9231. This is actually quotes from Steve himself. Usually we hear from his wife, his words through his wife, but this is actually from him, a transcript of what he told someone over the phone. He says, on the press coverage that he's recently seen, I'd appreciate it if the media would stop making fraudulent, uninformed statements such as the following. One, that I fled to Canada. This is completely untrue. I had the court's permission to go to Canada. We were actually misspeaking that because I thought that he ran to Canada to try and stay out of jail. So my mistake on that one. Number two, they said in the paper that I'm doing interviews with the media, and that's baloney. I haven't talked to any media. I've been too sick. And that's the other thing. I am sick. I would hope that, and I would hope that they would acknowledge that and stop ignoring the fact that I'm sick. Three, I think it's reckless and irresponsible for someone who's never examined me and who's largely ignorant of the recent advances in science regarding cannabis research to make statements that are unsupported and endanger me and contribute to this lie that marijuana has no medical benefit. I mean, up in the case that they had the case to decide whether or not to eject him from Canada, the U.S. government brought up a couple of doctors and had them up on the stand saying that, well, there's no evidence that marijuana does anything to help anybody, which is just bunk.
Yeah.
I mean, as the days go on, the evidence is building.
There's a lot of people out there that would say otherwise, people that are sick.
Right. Dr. Ethan Russo has provided this doctor with substantial medical peer-reviewed research, and the newspaper should go back and talk to him now that he has read that research. apparently Placer County might actually pursue a felony sentence against him. To that, he said, people need to understand the real problem is the Placer County District Attorney's Office's failure to recognize my due process. I've got a felony, yeah. When was my chance to appeal this? Ever? If he wants to kill me, I think he means the prosecutor, then this is the best way to go about it. He wants to convict me of my felony conviction of the cactus. I think that means that he had some sort of peyote plant or something like that. He wants to turn my two misdemeanors into a misdemeanor and a felony and send me to state prison for 4 more years for the felony. All of this performed nicely after deadlines, without legal support, and by 3 recused judges. This is a huge threat to me. Finally, in regards to obtaining edible cannabis in jail, he says, what do I think that the best answer is for all this? It may be that we'll force the courts under a writ of mandamus to uphold the law as it's written, that I'm entitled to marijuana even if I'm in jail. And if they want to play games with me, then fine. At least I'll have the satisfaction of knowing that hundreds of thousands of prisoners who deserve their medical marijuana rights to be upheld will be upheld once we establish this important precedent. So they may succeed in killing me, but they're going to have to deal with medical marijuana statewide in all of the jails before they're successful. That sounds like an interesting little aspect to all this, and it's the first time that I've heard of it. They're going to go at whatever the writ of mandamus is. I'm certainly not a lawyer, and I...
Sounds like they've got to do something.
Right. I've never heard of that before, but if they can... Can you imagine that? If they could force the government to actually allow medical pot patients to smoke their pot in jail, that would be pretty radical.
It's pretty radical.
Wouldn't that pretty much say, I mean, if they could get that to happen, wouldn't the feds pretty much just have to give up at that point?
I can hardly imagine them giving up.
I mean, I guess they could still come in. What the feds have been doing out in California is they've been coming into the medical marijuana providers clubs, and they've been raiding the places and confiscating all the marijuana, confiscating, you know, everything they can possibly get their hands on, and just wreaking havoc on these people's lives. But at least then the people that were being thrown in prison and are suffering would be able to possibly feel a little bit better.
I feel like the only thing that's going to stop marijuana prohibition in this country is jury nullification. I mean, I just can't see anything else.
I liked what somebody said the other night on the show, the question of, well, how many states is it going to take to convince the federal government to lay off?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got almost a dozen states.
Yeah, what happens if 50 legalize it, medical marijuana? Is the federal government still going to run around putting people in jail?
He says, irrespective of whether they're coming after me, and I'm sure they are, I want you to explain that if they're going to insist on keeping me here in jail until February 15th trial, then we're going to force them to uphold my legal right to cannabis in jail, not just for me, well, initially for me, but we intend to open it up for every medical marijuana patient who's behind bars. I think this the biggest fear that they have is this, and it's the one that we have to plan for, because according to McPike, which is his lawyer, we can get a writ of mandamus from the court saying that's the law, dudes. You got to do it. And they can't say no smoking because I'm not asking to smoke. I'm going to get edibles.
Hmm.
Which is definitely possible. As many pot smokers know, you can cook the stuff. I mean, you can use marijuana to make cookies and all kinds of different things. You could even just grind it up and eat it that way. Put it in, literally make pills out of it if you want to. So this is going to be an interesting case to certainly keep our eyes on, and there's no doubt we're going to. Finally, one more part. In regards to the activist, he says, I want everyone to know that I'm alive today because of their phone calls. Obviously, I was not being taken seriously at first, but I am now. They used to make me sir them on everything. They told me, stop calling us sir. Now they're calling me sir.
Hmm.
Mr. Cubby, sir, we have this or that request for you. They're handling me with such kid gloves, so please thank my supporters and tell them how grateful I am that I'm still alive. So, if you want to help out Steve Cubby, he's still in jail. He still doesn't have access to the real marijuana that he needs to have access to. And there are phone numbers on his website at cubby.com. That's K-U-B-B-Y.com. If you want to give those people a call. I think there's numbers there for the jail. There's numbers there for the prosecutor, probably the judges, all of the big decision makers in this particular case.
Steve says those phone calls really help.
Yeah. 800-259-9231 is the phone number for us, and you can take control of the show like Christina in Virginia. Christina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Christina in Virginia. Okay, we're going to put you back on hold, Christina. Hopefully we'll get the phone trouble ironed out here. But when we got a lady on the line, we go to her call first. So, guys, you're going to have to wait. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. How do you feel about this Cubby case? And what do you think that we should do about this? This is your show. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizeDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com when there's something to announce about the show. You want to get the latest news fresh, you've got to be on the updates list. At updates.freetalklive.com. We'll go out via your email box. Updates.freetalklive.com. Get you signed up totally free. All right, we're going to try the phones again here. This is your show. You take control. To Christina in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me this time?
We got you. We got you, Christina. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to talk about the war on drugs.
Okay.
Specifically, I know that you like to hear from people who are responsible drug users because so many people believe that they don't exist.
Oh, yes. We actually did have a caller one time who just could not imagine that that was the case.
Well, I smoke pot every day that I can afford to have some, and I'll do most things that I come across, so long as I'm in a position to afford it, so long as I'm not working then, and so long as it's not hurting anyone around me.
So you actually pay your bills first and take care of your responsibilities first, and then if you've got money left over, that sort of thing, you buy some marijuana and smoke it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I have a husband. We want to have a family. There's more important things in life than drugs, but it's fun to be able to chill, too.
Right. So what do you, and if I can ask, you don't have to tell us exactly, but what's the industry that you work in, Christina?
I work in the telecom industry. I have an office job.
Okay. And so you've been doing that for a long time?
I have.
And so you're a daily smoker, if you can be?
Yeah, a daily smoker. Not this week, but most times.
Do you feel like you have a problem? I mean, is there a problem with your habit at all?
Well, no, because whenever I'm in a position, well, if I'm sick, I'm not going to be smoking because I don't like to breathe smoke when I'm sick. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have money, I don't like to be smoking because it's inappropriate to spend your money when you don't have any. But otherwise...
Don't you feel like you'd be a much more responsible adult if you were drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes?
Well, I do have a beer in my hand right now, I'm not going to lie, but... I hate getting drunk. I don't know, that's not a good feeling. Being really stoned is a very good feeling. Growing up isn't.
And what's wrong with it? I mean, who are you harming? You're not harming anybody. It's a totally voluntary activity. You've chosen to smoke the marijuana. You're not putting anybody in danger at all. You're doing it at home. I mean, there's no reason why anybody should think that someone like you should be punished. But yet there are people out there that would love to see you being put in jail for this.
Like, I dare say it's actually been extremely beneficial to me.
What now? What do you mean?
Well, like, first of all, there's certain medicinal purposes for which I use it, like, I don't know, lots of girls tend to smoke when they're on that time of the month. It's really the most effective pain relief you can get because it's immediate. Yeah, absolutely. Like, talk to a lot of any girls who smoke pot. They'll tell you that it's absolutely great for that.
Wow. I got to say, that's a new one. I have never heard that before.
I haven't heard that either.
No, it's actually spectacular. Like, I've always had a real problem with that. I mean, I know it's kind of personal, but it's the most effective method of relief.
So forget about the pampering and all that prescription stuff. Just go ahead and get yourself some marijuana, and you'll take care of the time of the month stuff.
Well, yeah, and it's immediate.
Christina, have you ever had any legal problems from drug use?
No, I haven't. I've come close. Northern Virginia's overpopulated with cops.
Ah,
so
yeah.
They're pretty scary up here. But
plus, they're just out of control. I mean, the reasons why they pull people over, we had somebody call in and tell us that they were pulled over allegedly for having an air freshener dangling from their rear view mirror?
I heard.
Yeah.
No, that's appalling.
So do you have trouble with do they pick on out of state people more often than they pick on in state people?
I don't know that I've noticed that. Most people who like are in the areas that I'm in are in state because I live near DC, but in Virginia, like there's not many out of state people driving around.
I gotcha. So you're a responsible drug user, and you've been smoking marijuana for how many years?
I've been smoking it for 2 years. I'm young.
Oh.
I didn't start smoking until after high school.
I see. So you're like, what, 21-ish, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Turning 21 soon, on April 20th, which is a very apropos birthday.
Do you feel like, now here's another question for you, and it seems like something you like to do. Are you addicted to it?
Oh, absolutely not. And I know that I'm not because I can stop any time that I need to.
Are you sure? You're not just saying that, right?
Oh, no, because, I mean, I've had too many a time, and, like, I don't have anything right now. I'm not hankering for it.
There you go. Nat Jones and Christina, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, just briefly, I just filed my taxes, and I'm incredibly upset about it.
Oh, my God, it's awful, isn't it? You sit there and you see, you have to write a big old check, or at least you see that number, that four- or five-digit number sitting down there at the bottom of the tax form, knowing that's how much you paid in taxes. It's infuriating.
Yeah, we seem to have jumped up the tax bracket just barely this year, so.
How fortunate.
How lucky for you.
You need to find more to write off.
Yeah. Well, Christina, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you so much. Hey. I really appreciate the show.
Yeah, hey, are you on the Shrine?
No, I'm not. I'm an amplifier, though. Very new amplifier.
All right, well, keep that in mind. We'd love to have you added to the Shrine of Female Listeners when you get a chance.
Okay.
Thank you, Christina. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231.
Christina, living proof that alcohol prohibition laws don't work.
Well, any prohibition laws. I mean, the alcohol prohibition is not going on anymore. But, I mean, just a nice girl works at a telecom job.
No, I was just pointing the fact that she's almost 21. Holding
a
beer.
Oh, thank you. That went over my head. Yes. So she's violating underage drinking laws, and she's violating the drug laws. And nobody's getting hurt by her activities. She's at home. She's relaxing. She's got a husband. She's relaxing after work. She gets her bills paid. What's wrong with that? I mean, if there's somebody out there that thinks that there's a problem with this behavior, 800-259-9231. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are against marijuana and that they think that the drug war should be going on, but yet they go to the bar and they get drunk and they inebriate themselves. They don't have a problem with altering one's own body chemistry to an extent, but if it's with those other drugs, then that's where the problem is.
Apparently those people are better than everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, because their law was repealed.
Well, they're more moral. They understand morality. These heathens, they don't get it.
It's moral to drink.
These liberals, these permissives.
800-259-9231. Hey, coming up, Johnson, you've got something on the information war. that is going on out there with just an amazing quote from Donald Rumsfeld. You're going to love this, man. Which 800-259-9231. That's coming up and much more. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Cartoonic Minute. Little did Disney know how small the world would really become. Now don't move a minuscule muscle, because when I come back, I'll take you on a fantastic voyage to the center of an RFID tag. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Honey, scientists have shrunk more than the kids, and the special effects in the automotive theater are really big. Based on RFID, or radio frequency identification, smart cards containing tiny antenna-type sensors enable them to receive and respond to radio commands of microchip tags embedded in toll gates, gas stations, and subway turnstiles. Card holders maintain freeway speeds, pump fuel quickly, and hop the train in a flash, all without small talk with attendants. The smart card automatically charges the holder's predetermined account. Little wonder why this technology is being adapted for big-time transportation needs. I'm Bobby Lycos. Lycos, you'll love it. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both of them totally free. freetalklive.com.
That was sneaky. You kind of said that one under your breath. But Ian here with you.
Yeah, it's Ian here with you. 800-259-9231. Coming up still, we got the information war story from Johnson. That's on the way. Plus, the Super Bowl is this weekend, which is a little unusual, isn't it? I mean, not that I'm a huge sports person at all, but it seemed to me that the Super Bowl was supposed to be a January thing.
Usually right the last weekend of January.
Right. February. Things are different this year.
Maybe they're afraid it's going to be too warm by then.
I don't know. Well, anyway, so we're going to look at the illegal. We're going to look at the illegal gambling that goes on with the in regards to the Super Bowl. That's all coming up. Of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's sneak an email in here. This one from Brad in regards to teachers. He says, I wanted to say that I don't think your generalization about public school teachers in a recent show is accurate or fair. You stated that public school teachers aren't good educators, don't care, and aren't empowering. And I don't really think we said that. I think that I think I said there are school teachers in government schools that are that way. I don't think I said that they're all that way.
Certainly, like the school teachers that sit in the rubber rooms because they're part of unions and they can't get fired, even though they're, you know, engaging in sexual misconduct with students and whatnot.
Oh, right. Generally, that'll get you fired as far as being a teacher.
No, not if you're in a union.
Not in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You need to go and look at that John Stossel special on schools. You'll be amazed. Anyway, he says that may be true for a minority of teachers, but I don't think the ratio of poor teachers to good teachers is higher than the ratio of poor workers to good workers in any other profession.
I think that you got to look at this like you would look at any other service that the government provides. The question is do you think you get better garbage service from the government, or you get it, or better garbage service from a private entity?
Private entity, obviously, no doubt about it. And I think he would agree with us that privatizing schools is a good idea.
And there's good garbage men out there too.
Sure,
you know.
Oh, and one of the rules, I don't know if it was GM's boss that came up with this idea, but if you've got a workforce, you want to try and cut off the least productive 10%. They don't do that in schools.
Right.
If you suck, you still get to work there forever. Anyway, he says, my wife is a public school teacher and also a libertarian, by the way, so I may be biased. However, I know that her and most of her coworkers care a great deal about educating the youth of the school. I do think the public schools are terrible at education, though. The problem, as I see it, lies with the grotesquely bureaucratic mess that's thrown on these otherwise good teachers. For example, my wife is forced to spend a great deal of time testing the kids using a myriad of standardized government tests. Well, the tests are so time-consuming that she has increasingly less time during an average week to actually teach the children. At some point, and that point may not be very far off, she'll be spending all of her time complying with government mandates, and she'll not be doing virtually any teaching at all. The quality of her teaching ability is almost irrelevant in this bureaucratic mess.
And just like politicians thinking they can fight wars, like as evidenced in Iraq and Vietnam and Korea, the politicians think they can teach students, too.
You know, a thought I just had just made me a little sad, actually. I'm just thinking that, you know, when we get the Free State Project in full gear and we're all up in New Hampshire and we've gotten rid of our public, you know, government school system,
yeah,
it's going to be sad to have to turn away all the people from Massachusetts who are driving their kids into the New Hampshire schools because they'd be overloading. They'll be overloading the New Hampshire, the New Hampshire private schools that are going to be offered at such a low cost rate.
And the education will be so fantastic. That's quite a vision, Johnson. Hour number two coming up, 800-259-9231 at Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.